The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke his prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. St. Luke's Gospel, which we listen to today, is a beautiful gospel of prayer. At the key moments throughout the gospel, prayer is very much connected to the life of Jesus. Even before he is born, when Mary accepts to be the mother of God's only Son, we have the beautiful prayer of the Magnificat. When Jesus was giving his disciples the beautiful the Beatitudes, before he gave it to them, he was in prayer and came to a place of level ground. At all the key moments, even before his death, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying. And if prayer is needed for God's only Son, then in humility, prayer is needed for ourselves too. It's interesting that when the Pharisee began to pray, it said he said this prayer to himself. The prayer was for himself. There was a sense he was worshiping himself and his abilities, not worshiping God. Today, we are called to come before our God in humility. And I suppose in recent days, there has been very much a call to humility around our world. Whether you are living in a settlement camp or a tent on the side of Huntington Drive, or whether you are a multi-millionaire living in a mansion, today we are called just to care for and protect each other to stay safe. In both cases, our desire is to find simple food to eat this day. There is a call to humility. Today we humbly come before our God, trusting in his love for us, trusting those words he has said to us again and again, do not be afraid, he is with us. Lord, as we gather in your presence today, we ask you to be with us, protect us, keep us safe, give us what we need, and keep us safe.